It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, as you will know, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, over the last number of weeks, we've been giving away some Opinions Matter merchandise, which we were delighted to receive a few weeks ago, and we're delighted with the merchandise. It is an Opinions Matter coffee mug that you can take with you wherever you go. And we have lots to give away. We're giving away one on nearly every episode of the podcast. And on the most recent episode of Opinions Matter, the question was asked, where is Adrian originally from? In other words, where did I grow up? And the answer to that question is Ballybrack in County Dublin. That's where I grew up. And we asked you to just answer that question.
Sorry, was dragged up.
Grew up. Anyway, that's where I grew up. And the winner of the competition, winning themselves an Opinions Matter travel mug, is Trasa Sexton from County Limerick. Well done, Trasa. And Trasa is a very regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast. Trasa, congratulations. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter coffee mug, and you can take it with you wherever you go. And
To a funeral?
You can take it with you wherever you go.
To a job interview?
Yeah, you could if you wanted to, yeah. Yeah, people do that.
To a clinical checkup?
You could if you want.
Okay.
Bring it with you wherever you go, Trasa. Trasa Sexton from Athea in County Limerick. Congratulations to you, Trasa. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter coffee mug. We will have another question before the end of this episode for you to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The IRFU, the Rugby Football Union, is investigating cowardly racist abuse directed against Edwin Edogbo following his international debut. The Munster second row was targeted on social media after coming on as a replacement in Saturday's Six Nations victory over Italy in Dublin. Now, the 23-year-old was born and raised in Cove in Cork to Nigerian parents. He was born in 2002. And the abuse that he received online, and in fact, I'm not going to read much of it. I leave it to your imagination as to the sort of abuse that this guy suffered online. But one clown said, why doesn't he just fuck off to start a Nigerian team? He's not wanted here, was what one clown posted. Another one said, the fact that you have to push this African so much to try and pass him off as Irish says it all, really. And somebody else replied, Edwin and his family are genuine people who deserve better than this racist comment. And then that person then replied again, but they're not genuine Irish. And this goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's been horrendous. It was absolutely horrendous abuse that this young fella received on social media over just directly after. In fact, the IRFU, the Rugby Football Union, had their own posts up online congratulating him on his first cap for Ireland, which is a great achievement. It's a fantastic achievement.
Have you noticed most of the people that have commented these? I'm looking at, by the way, the comments that Adrian read out, by the way,
they're mild.
They are the very mild. I mean, there's another one here. And I take no pleasure in reading these out, by the way. And the only reason I'm reading them out is just to highlight, because we can't have the discussion without talking about how nasty people have got. This fella, this account, and it's an Irish account, an Irish Twitter account, so it's not coming from America. And he uses the N-word. Mm-hmm. N's aren't Irish, never will be. You people are African and always will be. Cope with it and get back to your own jungle. You
really?
And then look at the last thing. I definitely can't say you stupid fucking.
Wow.
And then uses, it's a word that begins with A.
Fucking hell! I hadn't seen that one.
That's just. So you think about this young fella, the pride of putting on an Ireland jersey, of playing, born and bred. And
by the way, not just the pride, the absolute, the achievement of being picked to play first team Irish rugby in the Six Nations, which is the biggest rugby tournament every year, is an amazing achievement. And this guy, as we said, he's 23. He was born and raised in Cove. His parents originally from Nigeria, but he's lived his entire life in Ireland. And
it's really sad that what people should be talking about, well, let's be honest, these people do not make up the majority. I pray and hope that the people, and that particular message from that fella, I pray and hope that those people are the minority in Ireland. I really do, because if they're not, we're fucked. We're literally fucked as a country. Like, that comment just embedded in my brain when I saw it this morning, and telling someone to go back to the jungle. Like, Cove is not a jungle, by the way. So I don't believe it's the majority. No, it's not the majority of people. These people need to be weeded out, don't they? Absolutely weeded out.
The problem with these people, a lot of them, is that they operate behind nameless accounts. Although the IRFU have said we're aware of some targeted abuse, and we fully support the player and support all affected by the cowardly actions of a minority. It is clear that racist abuse has no place in Irish society, and the IRFU has zero tolerance towards it. In other words, they're saying, we're not having this, we're not going to put up with this, this has to stop. He played 10 minutes. The IRFU had to close the comment section on its social media accounts following the racist abuse, which is just embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing to hear that. Anyway, we want to get your reaction to this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626.
From what I can see, okay, forget about those absolute brain-dead numpties, morons, absolute wankers who are saying that go back to Africa and all that, yeah? Forget about those for a second, okay? But there's another section of Irish society here who firmly believe that he can never be Irish because, even though he was born in Ireland, but because he doesn't have white skin, that Edwin can never be Irish. I'm telling you, that man is Irish. And you only have to look at his passport to see that he is Irish. Yes, he has Nigerian heritage, but why should that come into it? Has anybody ever asked you what your heritage is, Edwin?
No, never, no.
Because they assume that your heritage is Irish, yeah?
Yes.
Has anybody ever asked me? No. Because we are white. So why are...
By the way, the same conversation was had last year over Rashida Adeleke.
It happens every time someone puts a photograph of Rashida up. Rashida, again, if you had her on the phone here, yeah?
Yep.
She's as Dublin as you are and I am. The only difference is that she has African heritage and she has brown skin. She is Irish. Why do people get so triggered by that, by when you tell them that a black person is Irish? Why do they get so triggered? What sort of small dick syndrome have you guys got that you literally get triggered, that you get offended at the very thoughts of someone that has black skin, yeah, could be Irish? It pisses me off.
And what also pisses me off is that clowns who would slag off somebody like Edwin Ed Ogbo have achieved fuck all in their lives. This guy has actually played first team rugby
Ireland. First of all, they've achieved...
None of the rest of you have ever done anything like that.
And apologies for the language, but language is needed.
And by the way, Rashida as well.
Yeah, language is needed on this episode. It really is. First of all, you've achieved fuck all with your lives other than hate. And you're full of hate. And hate is a cancer. It will kill you young. But as well, they wouldn't dare say it to his face. He's built like a ship brick house, this
he
man.
He's
built like a tank. You wouldn't dare say it to him. I'm just so annoyed over it. Are you not?
No, I am. I really was. I had heard that the IRFU had to close down in the comment section because of some of the comments that were being made. But I was horrified when I read some of the racist bile online. It's absolutely horrendous. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Because if that was a post that was put up by the IRFU 10 years ago about Rog, when he played for, it was more than 10 years ago, by Ronan O'Gara, that wouldn't even come up. What nationality is Ronan O'Gara? He'll never be Irish. Ronan O'Gara was born in the same country as Edwin was. They're both Irish. So why are people telling Edwin to go back to Africa? He's not from Africa.
Let's kick off this conversation with a message from Dee.
Hi, lads. I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world, so my information might be wrong and I'm hoping for correction. But as far as I'm aware, Tony Cascarino was born in England, but had many caps for Ireland. Aidan McGeaney, who played for Celtic, was Scottish, but again, he played for Ireland. Now, they both have, as far as I'm aware, Irish heritage, but they weren't born in Ireland. There wasn't a big hullabaloo about them playing for Ireland or any, like, you know, comments about how they will never be Irish because they were born in the UK. But this man was born and brought up in Cork, but yet there's this big issue about how he will never be Irish. It's got nothing to do with his nationality or his heritage. The only difference between him and Cascarino and Aidan McGeaney, apart from the fact that he was actually born in Ireland, is that he's black, and that is the core issue with some of these narrow-minded bigots. Thanks very much. Look after yourselves.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Angela, you're a big rugby fan. You're a big Munster fan. Edwin actually plays for Munster and got his first cap for Ireland at the weekend. What was your reaction, or what is your reaction, to the racist abuse that this young fellow has received online?
Oh, I'm absolutely sick. But can I correct Jeremy? Because you've actually made the best point ever. Because Ronan O'Gara is actually American.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ronan O'Gara was born in the States. Jamie Heaslip was born in Israel.
Well, there you go. Well, then that has made the point.
There you go. That's made the point.
Nobody has ever looked at Ronan O'Gara lining up and said, Jesus, what's he doing playing for? I never knew that because he has a Limerick accent.
Yeah.
That's
in
mad.
Cork. He's Cork, isn't he?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, and Jamie, he
was born in San Diego in California.
Wow.
I never knew that either, I have to tell you, Angela.
And Jamie Heaslip was born in Israel.
I did kind of know that. But that's very interesting. So O'Gara born in the States, and nobody would ever look crooked at him.
And the same way, people get so, especially MAGA in America, MAGA, they're the most racist fuckers you could meet. And if they don't believe in this thing about if you're born in a country, you're not from that country. Trump is not American then, by their argument, because Trump's mother's from Scotland, and his dad, where's the dad from? I can't remember the dad from. But his mother is from Scotland, so is Trump American?
They think he is now.
You know, and it's like both Edwin and his brother Sean, and it's Adobo is their names, are just amazing young men. They and their family are fabulous, and people are going to go, oh, I suppose you know them. Yeah, I do, because I'm in Thun Park. I'm part of the welcome team. I have met them all on numerous occasions over the past couple of years since he started in 22.
Okay, so you've seen him grow.
My stomach.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. You've seen him grow as a player. You've seen him develop, and you were obviously delighted to see him win a cap on Saturday. What is your reaction then to the sort of vile and honestly, some of the comments that were posted online about this young fella, I couldn't read out even on a podcast, let alone on a radio show. We just couldn't read them out. We would be inciting hatred and racism. But what is your reaction to some of those horrific comments?
Absolutely sick to my stomach. Ashamed of all those who have commented like that. And I can guarantee a lot of them aren't even rugby fans.
I can guarantee you're right. They're not rugby fans. They just jumped on.
Because we don't do that with rugby. Oh,
sorry,
we don't.
Sorry, forget about they're not rugby fans. They're not even human. They're not human because
They're pawn scum. They're pawn scum. That's what they are. You know. And what I see a lot of as well is, oh, it's the government's fault for doing this. No, it's not. Here we go again, blaming the government because refugees are coming in. Their parents didn't come in as refugees. They come over here working. You don't know anything about their parents. You don't know, are they doctors? Are they nurses? You don't know anything about them. So once again, people are just assuming that his parents came over here. But it doesn't matter no matter what, they were born and bred in Ireland. If, and he said it as well, I would, do you know what I would love to happen? That every single person that is caught, and they are going to be hunted down. They will be hunted down.
The real problem is, and in fact, Jeremy engaged with one clown online the other day, but this fool was operating from behind a nameless account. And that's the problem with an awful lot of
these.
Doesn't
matter, they'll find them.
They might.
They'll find them with the IP addresses. They better, something's got to be done because...
Can I tell you, Angela, an awful lot of these people are clever enough to hide their IP addresses and everything else. I wouldn't be overly optimistic that any of them will be...
I would even love for one of them, to be stood in the middle of Thomond Park in front of Edwin and Sean and say it to their faces, because I guarantee they wouldn't. Oh, they'd crumble.
Yeah, you're dead right.
They'd crumble.
Right.
And sorry, Angela, just you obviously know the family. And this is, I mean, I shouldn't even be asking you this question because it's irrelevant, but it's come up. The racist has brought this up as an argument. They want to know how did Edwin's parents come to Ireland?
None
of your business. But from what I can see online, there's misinformation being... Did they arrive as asylum seekers?
No.
They didn't. Well, there you go. That shuts that argument down that people are coming up with, that they came over as freeloaders.
That's just bullshit again being spread to try and spread the hatred. But the thing is, whether they did or not, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Look, if they came over as asylum seekers, okay? Now they're working, they're raising their family... And two of their sons are playing for Munster Rugby, and one of them has played for Ireland, and they are the proudest parents out there. It's unbelievable what they're doing.
And you can't blame them being proud parents. It's not everybody gets capped to play for the Irish rugby team.
And actually, he's like Edwin's a lock, and that is one of the hardest positions to get into because there's so many out there. But that goes to show how good he is. I mean, we've always had these players. Like, let's say with Simon Zeebo. Simon Zeebo was the same. He got hate. His father was French. His mother's from Cork. You know, I mean, people don't look beyond what's in front of them. But saying that, you shouldn't look beyond what's in front of you. He is Irish. He is representing the country. He is an amazing player, a fantastic player. And I guarantee you, down the line, if Edwin progresses and keeps his place on the team, you'd be roaring and shouting and backing him come a few years back.
No, these clowns that would hurl that sort of abuse, as you said, they're not rugby supporters because rugby supporters don't do that shit. And that's as simple as that. Stay there for a second, Angela. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Joey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joey?
Afternoon.
Now, Joey, what did you want to say on this? It's embarrassing that an Irish rugby player, when he gets his first cap, is abused from a height on social media. What do you say to that?
Yeah, he shouldn't be abused. He's born in Ireland. He's got the right to play for the national teams, football and stuff like that as well. So as long as he's born here, that's why he is. To claim that he is actually like sort of Irish of heritage, I wouldn't believe that he's Irish of heritage.
Well, nobody said he was. He is of African heritage. Nobody said he was of Irish heritage.
That's the only difference I'd see, like, for him to say he's Irish.
No, but that shouldn't come into it. Like, you've been listening to us for years. You've never once questioned either myself or Adrian's heritage. Why?
Good point.
Like, you never. No one has ever, in all my years.
No, me neither.
No one has ever said, but where your parents are from or where your grandparents are from. Nobody. So why have people never questioned our heritage?
Maybe he's not as important to them.
No, it's a genuine, I'm not. How come no one has ever, if there's an article about us in the papers, Adrian, how come no one has ever said, he's not real Irish? Where
it's the same argument. Well,
if he's saying that he is Irish, then you could argue that he's born Irish, so he's Irish like that, but he's not of Irish heritage. That's the only difference I could say.
No, but if you go back,
then at what point do you actually become Irish, Joey?
I'm not Irish, and my kids won't be Irish either because they've got half the blood of me. So that's English.
Well, sorry,
so they're not even Irish.
Were your kids born in Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, they're Irish.
So they were born, again, they play for national sports, but they haven't, fully got Irish heritage in them, because now they've got English with them as well now.
But what does full Irish heritage mean?
No, I mean, that's the only difference I could say
you may not want to believe this, but your kids are Irish.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, that they're born Irish, so they can play for Irish football teams, like that, but they're still English.
No.
They're still half English. From my point of view, they're half English.
Okay, from your point of view, they're half English, but where does this stop? So say, for example, your kids, if they go on to have children and they're here in Ireland, are those children Irish?
Not the way I would say it, no, because they have Irish heritage, no. Because they've got English blood in them then as well.
But what's English blood? I don't understand.
So they're not fully... So going back hundreds of years ago, if your grandparents are from hundreds of years ago, then that's all Irish heritage. As soon as your family goes outside that bloodline or outside that country, then you're not fully of that heritage.
But sure, then it's Trump American.
That's it.
No, but because he's not. His mother's from Scotland. His grandfather was German. So how far are you going to go back? I mean, I don't know where my great-great-great-grandparents came from.
So see with all this ancestry.com and stuff like that, and you go, oh, I've got so much percentage of me of this and so much percentage of me of that. So there you go. So you're not full of that country.
But if that's the case, there's very few people on the island of Ireland that are true Irish for, since the beginning of time.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at one of our patriot politicians, Gavin Pepper, yeah?
Yeah.
Big patriot.
Yeah.
Big patriot. Get the foreigners out. Pepper is not an Irish surname.
Is it not?
No. Of North German origin. Oh. I'm just using him as an example because he doesn't have a stereotypical Irish surname. But again, so even the biggest patriot in Ireland, yeah? The biggest patriot, Councillor Gavin Pepper, doesn't have a typically Irish surname. So my point is, how far do you want to go back? What is wrong with... Why are people triggered by the fact that this man is Irish? Why did the rugby, the IRFU, need to switch off the comments the other day under the photograph of him?
It's absolutely embarrassing that they
That's the case, and obviously then them people should be brought to for charges. If it's real racial hatred and stuff like that, then fair enough. Charges should be brought against them people. That's fair enough.
Okay, the bottom line is, though, Joey, even though this guy was born and reared in Cove in County Cork, you don't see him as Irish.
I'd see him as, he's born in Ireland, he's Irish, to play for the national teams, but of African heritage.
Angela, what do you make of that, qualification?
Jesus Christ, my jaw's on the fucking ground here. Sorry, lads, for the language. So... Joey, he was born in Ireland. Is he Irish?
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah, so he was reared in Ireland, lived in Ireland for 23 years of his life. Is he Irish?
Yeah, I've said that.
Yeah, I didn't ask you that. When they're filling out his passport again, or his driver's license, does he write down, born in Ireland, I'm Irish, but of African heritage? No, because
it's a nationality. He's born in Ireland. That's a national. That's a nationality.
Yeah, he's Irish.
But then what did he say?
Does it ever ask on any official document, what is your heritage? Can you tell me that? Where?
I didn't say that. I didn't argue that.
Exactly. It doesn't. It doesn't say your heritage.
I haven't argued that, though. I haven't argued that.
But you're still saying that he's not Irish because his parents were Nigerian.
No, I'm saying he's got African heritage because that's where his parents are from. That's where his grandparents are from. So that's their heritage.
It's nothing to do with that. He's proud of his Nigerian heritage. He's allowed to be proud of that. But he's Irish. He's either Irish or he's not. Answer the question. Is he Irish?
Yeah, like I said many times, he's born in this country, then he's Irish.
So why are you saying he's Irish but of African descent?
So he's not of African descent, no. So he's not his parents are proud Nigerians.
Yeah, but why
his parents are proud Nigerians, no.
Why the need to even qualify?
I don't say I'm Irish of Irish descent.
British?
Or Irish British? Heritage. Why don't
you British?
I?
Are you British then?
No. Why? No. What are you laughing at?
So what are you then? Are you Irish or British? What are you?
I'm Irish.
Well, there you go. You just said you don't question
if
I'm Irish.
Descent.
Well, there you go then. Well,
I don't turn around, Joey, and say I'm Irish of Irish descent with Irish heritage.
No,
I say I'm Irish.
You're Irish and that's it. Stay there for a second, Joey.
It's only racist pigs. It's only racist.
Hang on, but at what point have I said that he shouldn't be doing this because of his colour of his skin? At what point have I said that?
No, and you haven't, in fairness.
Is that not racist? No. Excuse me. Define racist. Excluding somebody from the colour of the skin.
But then why do you keep bringing race into it?
No. Answer my question.
You're bringing race into it. You're bringing race into it by saying African.
You have.
No, you're bringing it in by saying he's Irish of African descent. Why are you bringing into it?
But that's what he is. I don't know what he is, no.
Is that the fact?
Is that the facts of life or not?
That's the facts of life. He's Irish.
End the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And remember that.
What are you arguing with me for then?
God, you are such an arrogant English Scottish prick.
Now he's done being racist.
Yeah, I am. Because
it's typical. So, okay. If he's being racist, then it's yeah.
Typical. You're coming on saying that he's Irish with African descent. Why? Why would you do that?
But that's what it is. I don't care. I've said to you many times. I don't care if he's born in this country, he can play for the national team. Have I not said that from the start?
I don't give a crap.
Can you clarify that for me? Have I not said that from the start?
But I think it's hilarious that you're coming on here laughing at something so serious. There's nothing funny about it. You're the one coming on here saying that he is Irish. You're the one saying he's Irish of African descent.
The point that Angela is trying to make is, why do you need to qualify this man's heritage? Why can't you just say he's Irish and just leave it at that? Why do you need to qualify it?
Have I not said that?
But you keep throwing in of African descent.
But he is though.
Is that a lie? Why do you feel the need to say that though? That's my question.
Because that's what he is.
No, but the same I said to you there about 5 minutes ago, you've never questioned my heritage or Adrian's heritage. But
what are you saying that I need to question? I'm not even questioning this either. I'm just saying what he is.
So your kids, when they're in school, do they say, I'm Irish of British descent?
Do you know what my kids say when they're in school? The youngest one says that he's a Scouser.
Oh, does he?
That's what my youngest I go was in school and he said he's a Scouser.
Fair enough. Okay.
So not me.
Nice. Okay.
Do me a favour. Stay with us for a moment. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about the racist abuse that an Irish rugby player experienced, not personally, but online, in the online world from a number of absolute numpties when he made his debut for Ireland on Saturday. Let me... actually, Joey, I've been asked to play this message for you. I want to get your response to this in a second.
Lads, that fella there, you know, he's got his kids will have English blood in them. It's a fuck off. If your kids are born in Ireland, they're Irish. If you're born in England, you're English. If you're born in America, you're American. If you're born in fucking Jamaica, you're Jamaican. That's just the way it is.
Okay, Joey, do you want to respond to that?
No, because I want to clarify what I've said. What else should we say to it?
And your young fellow identifies as a Scouser.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Does he have an accent like you?
It depends. It depends on what words he's saying.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much. Martin has been in touch with us.
Afternoon, lads. Won't be able to make it on today, but here's my 2 cents worth if it's any good to you. I think if we rewound, 5-6 years ago and this lad made his debut, you'd get a nod comment from some sort of knobhead being racist. But I think just the way the government has handled the immigration crisis and the iPass and all of this sort of shit, I think that's what's turning people against people of colour. I don't agree with any of this abuse at all. I think it's absolutely disgusting. And all these knobheads that are giving him abuse, they'll soon change their tune if he goes over against England in a couple of weeks' time. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Not too bad. I think Martin hit the nail on the head there. You know, it's not against him. It's really more there because of the anti-immigrant line that's been that racist stuff is coming out. And I think it's a generational thing.
But Martin was trying to blame the government for... You can't blame the government for people making vile, racist comments about a rugby player. That's hardly the government's
fault. I know what you're saying, but it ties in with that. You know what I mean? It's all stemmed from what was going on last year and all that stuff. But, you know,
people need to open their eyes and realise this young fellow was born in 2002 in Ireland.
I agree. And they said the same about Rashid Adeleke. I mean, were they saying the same thing about Phil Lynott and Paul McGrath years ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they probably were, but not to the same extent. Paul McGrath became a national hero. And the fact of the matter is, as Martin said in his message, if this young fella scores the winning try for Ireland against England next weekend, he'll become a national hero as well.
Yeah, there you go.
But you will still have gobshites online saying, well, he's not really Irish, he's not really Irish. That will happen, even if he becomes a national hero.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's a generational thing or what it is, because we wouldn't know, of course, people weren't online years ago, but I'm just wondering, is it a generational thing? How has it become so, quote-unquote, how has it become so normalised to be so racist?
I don't think it has become normalised. I think it has become normalised within a certain...
Social media.
Yeah, it's become normalised with certain clowns on social media that think it is okay to single out individuals and highlight their heritage. Even as Joey was saying, and I know Joey wasn't saying anything bad against the fella, but he still qualified his Irishness by saying he's of Nigerian heritage.
And like, in fairness to Edwin, he shouldn't have to explain his heritage, no more than any of us should have to explain our heritage to anybody. He is Irish. It says on his passport he's Irish. I think did their friend Jonathan say in the message there that he doesn't qualify as being Irish because his parents are Nigerian? But he does qualify as being Irish, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's born here.
Yeah. But I think what Jonathan was talking about was when the referendum was held
Child born in Ireland of two non-Irish parents doesn't automatically get Irish citizenship. The referendum in 2004, that young fellow was born in 2002, which was before the referendum.
Yes.
So he undoubtedly has Irish citizenship. But anyway, you're saying that this is being fueled by the government's treatment of immigration in this country.
Well, I think it certainly has a part to play in it. Like, I mean, if that hadn't been such an issue, would we be in it? Would we have this going on to this extent?
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please. Let me go to Anya. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hiya, guys. How's things?
You're annoyed over this as well.
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Because it's sickening and it needs to stop. So it does. It really, really needs to stop because, as we're all saying, they're all fucking scumbags at this stage. Since when did they say in any rule book, which there is no rule book, that Irish have to be white people?
It didn't ever say that. There is no rule book.
Exactly. There is no rule book.
You get extra angry over this because you have a child of mixed race that has part Irish heritage and part African heritage. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your child's father is from?
Nigeria.
From Nigeria. Okay. So just like this player, Edwin, except both his parents are Nigerian. In your case, one of your child's parents is Nigerian. But the point is that this sort of horrible racism, and like I said, it's from a very small minority of people, it is, but it's there. You obviously worry about your own young fella growing up.
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I don't know why I'm getting emotional, because that's the thing, it is emotional. It is emotional, because we can't... Sorry for getting emotional. My apologies.
No, you don't have to apologise. In fact, listening to you, Anya, And we've spoken to you on many occasions about your child, about bringing up a mixed race child in Ireland. We've spoken to you on a number of occasions, which is how I know. But it must concern you when you see the sort of shite that that young fella had to put up, Edwin Edogbo, had to put up with online the other day. You obviously worry about your child in the future.
Yeah, I do. And I know I'm not going to be always there to protect him. And I know that his father is not always going to be there to protect him. But I'm do you know what, I'm actually ashamed to bring him up in this country with all the racial abuse that is going on. I really, really am. I'm absolutely terrified. And what you call it, yes, me and his father, we are going to educate him as much as possible. But I don't know whether I've said this, and maybe I have said this, but the schools, I'll say it again, the schools need to start bringing in education in regards to racism.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. What age is your child now?
He's 2.5.
Okay, so another couple of years he'll be going to school, and you believe kids, now I have to say young kids are getting better. I mean, Jeremy has often described to me how the class that his young fella is in is like the United Nations.
It is. My son's circle of friends, Anya. And this will make you feel good, because it's not...
My apologies for getting emotional.
No, fucking cry if you want to cry, Jesus, or get angry if you want to get angry. But my son's circle of friends, and I'm talking about his close friends, are, I think there's 7 of them, and they hang around together, they pal around together, they do everything together. And out of the 6 friends he has, so 7 in total, out of the 6 friends he has, only 2 would be, if you're to use that word, of Irish heritage. So he has 2 Muslim friends, he has a Sikh friend, he has friends from Eastern Europe, he has an Indian friend, and it never, ever comes into it. It never, race, heritage, with kids, it just...
And that's the point that I'm trying to make, that young kids are very adaptable. But I do take the point that Anya is making. All it takes is one child in a class to have heard racist shit from their parents.
That's where they get it from. Shit flows downwards. Shit always flows downwards. But my son and your child... And most of the people listening to this podcast, their children are growing up in a completely different Ireland. So when I was in school, there was no people of colour in our class. Our class was white as a driven snow.
And mine, yeah.
Everybody had Irish parents. They all had Irish surnames. And that's the way it was. But our children, it's standard. My son and my daughters will not know any different, because they go to a school. Every school is now multicultural, and they just accept it. He got excited there last year. He came home from school and he says, "I'm so excited. There's a new kid in class who's after coming over from the Ukraine," and he pals around with him now. They never question why they're here, and nor should they. The only place, nobody is born racist. That is the thing. Nobody is born. They get it from their parents. You see, 2 years ago out Coolock, all the teenagers in their Canada Goose jackets saying, "Get them out, get them out, get them out." They picked that up from their scumbag, dollhead, racist, fleabag parents. You don't lick it off the stone. So that's where that's where they get it from. And these
and that starts from the point that I was making to Anya, that kids are a little bit better now than they were in the past. But not all, unfortunately. And I do understand, Anya, why you are fearful of your child growing up when you hear that sort of hatred going around in Irish society. I understand. I'd be afraid as well. I'd be nervous.
But I assume you're going to tell him. You have to tell him that these people exist.
We will.
And again, that's something we don't have to do because of white privilege. That's what it is, white privilege. Our children are never going to be subjected to racial abuse, because my son, for want of a better word, in the eyes of racist people, he looks Irish. Irish. He's pale skinned. He has
red hair.
Strawberry blonde hair. So he looks Irish.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, and we've seen that, forgetting about the disgusting comments about go back to the jungle, go back to Africa, that a lot of people have been arguing that this particular rugby player, Edwin, can never be Irish because his parents are from Africa. And that's like what
you, let me ask you then, Anya, your child, is your child Irish with African heritage, or is he Irish, or how do you describe him?
He's Irish. He was born here.
And that's it?
That's it. His dad Irish.
And his dad happens to be from Nigeria?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah. Now, of course, his dad will educate him on where his dad comes from. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But my son is Irish, 100%. Okay. And the fact that... I'm going back to the racial abuse about Rashida Adeleke and the racial abuse that she got when she won Tour for Ireland as well. It just has to stop. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm getting emotional.
I don't blame you getting emotional. I would be as well, Anya. If I were in your shoes with your child looking at his future in this country, when you hear the sort of hatred going around from a very, very, very small minority of people, but unfortunately, a very vocal minority of people.
I mean, you even look at Black Paddy Fabu D, who, not born in Ireland, by the way. No. He would say that himself. He wasn't born in Ireland. He came here. He calls himself Irish Paddy. That man has never done any harm to anybody.
I know him actually personally.
Yeah, he's never caused anybody any harm. If anything, he brings joy with his videos.
Yeah,
and the abuse that he gets under, but he shouldn't have to put up with it. But he just laughs it off. But the abuse that he gets, and he's not over here freeloading like people think about. He's actually paying his way
and now earning more money than most people with his videos and everything else.
And here's Jonathan. Yeah. Here's Jonathan. As soon as I mentioned this, I knew someone would get triggered. Jesus, Jonathan, you're such a snowflake. White privilege, Jeremy, you tosser. Yes, white privilege does exist, Jonathan. As I've just explained, I will never have to worry about my son being racially discriminated against or racially abused because he's white. That's what white privilege is, Jonathan. Look it up. In the same way in America, whites have white privilege in America. If they get pulled over by the cops, my best friend lives in America, has been pulled over by the cops, I'd say you could count it on one hand many times. If you're black in America,
you
get pulled over, you better have it. So to say the white privilege doesn't exist, fuck off, Jonathan. Pardon my French, but seriously.
Anya, stay with me for a second, please.
Isn't that terrible, by the way?
It's dreadful.
I'm upset now and angry hearing a mother there. Of all the things you have to worry about being a parent, that Anya is worried about bringing up a mixed race child in Ireland.
And I would be if I were her as well.
Really?
And that's the sad part of it.
You think it's that bad?
I do, yeah. Back in just a sec.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Well, Jason, what do you want to say on this?
Since the dawn of the internet, we have morons. Okay, we're all gonna have that girl. I can't pronounce her name properly. The talking about from Pala, the athletic girl.
What's
her name?
Rashida Adeleke.
Right, you pull her on the radio. Don't tell anybody you're torn. Just let her speak. Not one person can tell you where she was from.
No, I agree. Yeah? I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. You put her in front, people are going to say, okay, she's obviously not originally from Ireland because they're going to put Europe is originally a white continent, Africa is originally a black continent, America was originally an indigenous continent, yeah? White people have moved around it. There's nothing wrong with saying where your heritage is from. That young fella we're talking about in Cork, he is Irish as the day he was born. He was born in this country. His heritage starts the day he was born. His Irish heritage starts from there. But to go back to Florida, his heritage is on his family's heritage was Nigeria. He should be proud of that. We should be proud that his family came over here and gave us such a great athlete. But there's nothing wrong with us saying, like, our heritage. The reason nobody questions Jews' parents if you say they're Irish, because people often think, Irish, white people, Celtics, Northern Europeans. But we've got to a stage where we seem to be afraid to say that.
One last thing.
Americans do it. Black Americans do it all the time. What's the first thing they tell you? I'm African American. Nobody questions it. But if you were to say you were Irish American, somebody would say white privilege. We would be treated different. If I went to Nigeria and I moved into a complete black area, do you not think I'd be treated different or look differently or look suspicious than the people that live there? Because that's just human nature.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're saying. I was in India a couple of weeks back, yeah? And myself and my wife, just for the experience of it, decided to go on a train journey in India. And when I say we stood out like sore thumbs,
Because you're not originally from the area, and people wouldn't look at you on that train and say, oh, he's definitely Indian. They wouldn't say he's European. They wouldn't say he's English or Irish until we open them out. They'll break it down like they're European. Because naturally Europeans are white because they're further north, it's colder, they're further away from the equator. You know, and even look at African tribes, the closer you get to the equator, the darker their skin is because they have to reflect more sunlight. And that's just biology. But we live in an area now where we're afraid to question it. We have what's called fucking white guilt. And it's not the Irish fault, it's them bleeding English and French with their royal families going around and slaughtering half the world. But we now live with white guilt, not white fucking privilege.
Okay, let me ask you, your message to the, and it was quite a sizable amount of people who made extremely negative, racist comments.
For real, though, not bots, though, Adrian. You know, like, we got to look into the internet. You can't trust anything anymore of it. Yet there's fucking morons and bleeding sitting in or downstairs or whatever. Just people online. We know that you can hide behind, you know, these invisible accounts. That's what we should be going after. Stop using the internet. All these people giving out about these anonymous accounts, stop using the internet. If you stop using it, the internet companies will lose money. What will they do? They'll change their
I know, but it's
you know what I'm saying?
It's easier said than done. The IRFU the other day put up a post congratulating Edwin Ogbo for getting his first cap for Ireland, and then they had to shut down the comments because of the severity of the nasty racist comments that were coming in. That's the truth.
Unfortunately, that's the world we now live in. Come on, you put a topic up about anything. Say a word, and I guarantee you're getting nasty comments about it. Because it's easy for these fucking morons, since the birth of the internet and social media, to sit behind, troll anonymous accounts, and just troll people. And a lot of it is bots. You know, these bots, I've been reading up on them, bot farms where, like, the city warehouses full of people. And all they do is just wind people up. Because why? It gets clickbait, it generates more draws to the website to get more revenue from it. Follow the money.
All right, I want to bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Henry. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. What did you want to say on this?
It's just shocking, really. Like, you know, the guy, when he came off the bench, like, he made an enormous amount of tackles, and it was him, himself, and a few other players, like Jack Crowley, that actually turned the game in error because we were struggling up to that point. You know, and like, it's shocking, really, because I wanted to take up something what your man Joey there said earlier about, you can't really be British if you're not, you know, Anglo-Saxon or whatever he said. But if you look at the amount of athletes, sports stars that made an impact for Britain over the last 50 years or of non-white, what you call it, right? Danny Thompson, like Linford Christie, Colin Jackson, and Kelly Holmes, you know, all those kind of people. And then for soccer then, John Barnes, Emeril Heskey, Brod Dasaka, you know, Paul Ince, anybody like that, you know, you can name them at the length of your body, like, you know, that made an impact for Britain, Jeremy Guskett, rugby and everything, like, you know, the amount of times they put their bodies in the line for Britain, for England, God knows what, and, you know, and they got abuse the same as, you know, Irish players now are getting, like, it's just shocking, really.
It is. It's absolutely horrible to see. It really, really is. And, you know, talking to Angela at the start of this conversation, she knows this young fella, and to hear the sort of abuse that a guy who has been capped for Ireland got is horrible. It really is. Let me bring in one final WhatsApp voice note on this from Hannah.
Hi guys, I can't come on. My name is Hannah. I'm a dog walker, and I got a message the other day from a lady asking me if I take on new clients whose owners aren't Irish. And I said, of course, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you're black, if you're white, it doesn't bother me. Once your dog is happy out to come for a walk and an adventure up the mountain, it's no problem. I met her, you know, during last week, and she's probably one of the nicest people I've ever met. So genuine. And she said that the amount of racism that she receives on a weekly basis is appalling. So, yeah, it definitely makes me sad to be Irish hearing stuff like that.
That is awful to hear, Hannah. Thanks very much indeed for your message. Now, before
I can't believe the country.
It's horrible. But again, it's a tiny minority of people who are those horrible racists. And the rest of us need to stand up against them. That's the bottom line. Before we go, we have a very quick question for you. If you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. This is our lovely new merchandise. We're giving one away.
You've been rapping on about it for months now.
I know, but they're still brilliant. Every time I hold one and caress it.
I've never seen a man get so excited about a travel mug.
I do. I just love them. I think they're absolutely fantastic. I love them. Anyway, if you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, these are our exclusive merchandise. You can't get these anywhere else other than from us. Answer a very simple question.
Here's the question. You're going to have to rewind the podcast to get the answer to this.
Well, you can Google it as well.
You don't know the question. I have a question here.
Oh, go on. What's the question?
We played a message a few moments ago from a listener called Hannah about a shocking story. Hannah said in her message what she does for a living. What does she do for a living?
So you see what you did there?
I didn't do anything.
That's very clever.
I didn't know. It's not. I didn't do anything.
It is. Then you have to rewind the podcast. Yeah.
Go on, do the rewind voice.
So, Hannah, we just played her message there a second ago. What's her occupation? You just have to rewind it. Send a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with your answer and your name, and we'll give away another travel mug tomorrow.